Brett better keep it, Brett better keep it moving.
Keep it moving. We put 2 minutes on the clock here on the Brett Maga Show, and we just read off some headlines, and Hannah tells me which ones we find interesting and which ones we should just keep it moving on. A couple filed for divorce after being unable to agree on the name of their child.
Honestly, this makes sense to me.
Yeah, they seriously were at the hospital. They could not get together on this. They refused to budge on a name, which comes with a lot of complications for the kid. You can't get a birth certificate. You can't get certain testing done. And it got so bad that they actually filed for divorce. They're still trying to work out issues with this battle of the boy's name. They still don't have a name for the child.
Oh, my gosh.
And, yeah, they've let their differences ruin their... Like, they were together for 2 years, ruin everything.
They should leave it to the public.
And affect the kids. Well-being, too, because they're still waiting on certain testing and medical procedures. A gambler jumped off a cruise ship to avoid their debt.
Hey, I also get that. Keep moving.
Okay. He owes 15 times more now, so don't do that.
Whoa. Yikes.
Uber said Wednesday it plans to release a helicopter ride via the app.
What?
Yeah, some places traffic's so bad. Like, when you go to New York, traffic sucks, right, in Manhattan? So now they're offering on their app where you can call for a helicopter instead of sitting in traffic. It offers about $190 a flight from Manhattan to airports, to nearby airports. So in case, like, you need to go to the airport, you're rushing, and you got out of a meeting.
That's not bad.
Yeah, like $200.
That's one way to, like, get somewhere, get to a party.
Yeah, it's called Blade. It's established a helicopter air transportation company, and it's going to be teamed up with Uber. The life choices people regret the most.
Oh, okay.
People spend close to 6 days a year wishing they could redo life choices. Here are some of the top ones. Hanging on to a relationship too long is one of the biggest regrets people have. Like, I should have just gotten out.
Should have left.
Should have left. Wasted time. They have two lovers that they wish they could forget. Oh, I'm running out of time, so I'll just do this one. Caring too much about what other people think. Mm. Not saving enough money earlier in life are the top regrets.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Real talk, if you could look into the future, would you do it? 855-444-6342. 855-444-MEGA. Somebody comes up to you. Let's pretend it's like the genie from Aladdin. He's a cool looking guy. Trusting. You could trust the genie. Said, I can show you the future, your life, the future of the world, whatever it may be. Would you look if you were given the option? 855-444-MEGA.
I would have no choice but to look. My anxiety would get the best of me if I didn't look. I would love to know what's ahead. I would love to know who I marry, where I live, how many kids I'll have. If I'm still on the radio, I would love to look ahead in the future.
But what if you look ahead and, like, you're not married to your current boyfriend and there's lessons that you need to learn from being with him that now that you know he's not your future husband, you break up with him and you don't learn any of those lessons?
Do you think so? You're, like, worried about the butterfly effect?
Yes.
Right? Yes.
Yeah.
I would not look into my future 100%. No.
What if? OK, let's pretend this is the scenario, though. You don't butterfly effect it. So you don't. You just know the knowledge, but you still can't change the outcome.
Oh, that's got to be worse.
You think that's worse?
Yes, I think
no,
it's worse.
Cause then you wouldn't know.
Like, so that way you can't go like, oh, like you could die in a car accident and like you never drive a car again. Like,
right.
You can't change the future.
You can't change
know the future.
But you already know, oh, I'm going to die in a car accident. That's great. When's that going to happen?
Yeah, so you're going to have anxiety every single time you're in a car.
Right? But what if you find out something great?
For me,
I don't want to know that either.
For me, this is how I look at it. I think I am way too curious, like Hannah, to not. I would look. First off, I don't
I
care
think
about.
You guys are lying to say
yes.
You wouldn't look. Maybe
I'm not lying
AB.
At all.
I
AB
don't. Why would I,
never
why?
Changes
look,
her mind. But
I don't want
Kevin,
to,
you would look.
Why would I look? Because it's. Look, I have a bad feeling my future isn't great.
Yeah. What if it is?
Well, you know that already. See,
well, see yeah,
I don't care about spoilers in movies because I don't care. Like, I'm not going to change the outcome. It's not going to change my experience. I just want to know
but
how it ends.
But it does change your experience.
Nah, I watch all those shows. You could tell me who won it, who gets killed off. I'll still watch it and enjoy it.
Your whole family dies in a year. You think you're going to enjoy
it? Why did you
You think you're going to enjoy
exactly.
this last year with them?
Right. And
love it. It's going to
yes.
be the best
Oh, my gosh.
But here's the thing, though. You can't change, like, whether it's positive or negative. I think we're all focusing on negative. It could be super positive, too.
Right, that's like, what I'm thinking
what
of.
What if you find out, like, you're going to win the lottery? Like, I will start making something.
I'm quitting my job today.
But see, that's what like, I'm good in a year. The lottery's coming.
That's what you
coming.
Don't want to do, right? Though. I would.
And the other thing is, I agree with Hannah, though. If this person, this genie-looking dude, comes up to you and has the duffel bag of To Your Future and you open it up and woo, I think all of us are going to be so freaking curious that given when it's in front of you, no. It's like those people who say, like, I would turn down the money. There's no money. And then all of a sudden they put the money on the table and you're like, that money looked good.
If there was a perfect, an exact picture description of your future husband, maybe you wouldn't want to see him?
No. That takes away all of the fun of life.
I'm curious what happens with my kids. Curious what happens in life. I think I get your perspective. I do get, like, oh, what if it changes the fact? How will you react to it? I just know, I agree with Hannah. Human curiosity would get the best of me. That the genie is sitting there with the bag. I'm looking. I want to know what happens to my kids. I want to know what's going on. Did my kid become president or not? And did we fix all the crap that's going wrong? 855-444-6342. What would you do in that situation? If someone told you I could see the future, do you want to look at it? And they're standing right in front of you. What's your next move? 855-444-MEGA. All right. This is such an interesting question because it seems so simple on the surface. But there's so many layers to it. Would you look into the future if you were given an opportunity? 855-444-MEGA. Someone comes up to you and says, hey, I have this crystal ball. They seem like a trustworthy person. And says, I could show
They're
you
always
the future.
Trustworthy.
Always. Right. 855-444-6342. It's funny because we're divided on the Brett Mega Show. Hannah and I think we're just way too curious of people to say no. We want to know the future.
My anxiety wouldn't give me a choice.
AB and Kevin are they're going
to
hold
I
off.
I think you'd have more anxiety knowing
what's
to come.
Yeah, you're going to always want to try to change it or get out of the situation. I think if you can look at the future, it has to be a future you're not in.
Okay, Eric brings up that kind of point too. Eric, what would you do if you looked into the future?
I would do two things. Lottery. Powerball, Mega Millions,
boom.
The next big one, I definitely would want to know the numbers.
Yeah, 100%. Genius.
I mean, yeah,
and
work the system.
My kids' futures.
Yes, and the kids' future. You're so curious.
I don't want to be too greedy and ask for all the numbers. You know, just the really big one.
you don't have to win every. All of a sudden, the headlines are Eric wins every lottery right. for the next 12 years.
And you already
Eric
know.
Can't miss.
Exactly.
And then you already know your kids' future. They're multimillionaires.
Yeah. But Kevin, you wouldn't look in the bag, so you don't get to win the lottery.
Yeah. I don't want to win the lottery.
Say that.
Aren't most people's lives worse after they lose?
Yeah. You guys are crazy.
I do think they are worse,
actually. I've heard the lottery changes people. I have heard the lottery changes people.
It can change me. That's cool.
I'm down. Yeah. I'm down to wreck my life. That means I get to buy a boat.
I'm totally down to see if that has happened. Yeah.
Right. I'll be the experiment.
There you go. There's the future I want to see. Yeah. I want to see Brett or Hannah win the lottery and then not share it with us.
Me too. That seems like a great future.
No, it's not.
Somebody give me, I'll be the next billionaire experiment to see if I turn into a crazy person. I'll take my chances. It's the weekend. We got that going for us. And we got a new Ed Sheeran album. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Yeah, he really kind of brings you through it all. Like, you're going to feel all the emotions, and I'll let you guys hear some of the music and like what emotions it pulls next.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
It's a big day for our guy Ed Sheeran as he has his brand new album Play that has been released. It dropped at midnight. And this is the first time Ed has dropped like a new album since 2023 in his Autumn like Variations album. And guys, I listened to this whole Play album. It took me about 45 minutes this morning to go from song to song to song, and it is so different than Autumn Variations. I'm so excited to talk to you about this.
I feel like Autumn Variations, I think he released on his own. Like, this is his first like actual recording album since like Equals. Even it's starting a new series. He's gonna release 5 albums at one time with under this like Play, Pause, Rewind, whatever mm-hmm. kind of story that he's trying to tell.
Yeah, and I just think it's so cool to see the different like styles of music that Ed has shown throughout his new album. He can still do like an OG sad song, kind of like Thinking Out Loud vibes, like In Other Words.
Give me all your
Like a more upbeat, dancey, like top 40 core song, like Cemetery. And then he also has like a total mix. I would say this next song is probably my favorite. I texted Brett and I was like, this song reminds me of you because it's slow, but then it has rap music and the rap music has like deep meaning. This song definitely is like Brett core. It's called The Opening. It's not been the same since 19. Not to push line or swing. I got to wear disguises. I'm not for trading life sometimes. And the main surprise in every stadium, I played it. But I would still do it for free. Got to keep standards top of the tree. Press still got problems with me.
I think the album does what Ed always does, is this gives us a lot of variety, because I think that's what he's known for, is he can do the like rap, which we people always criticize him for rapping, but I think his rap is like fun. There's those, like you said, those dance songs, and I can't figure out why a song hasn't really popped from this album. Like when we released Azizam, it didn't really pop. Old Phone didn't. We haven't had that big Ed Sheeran Shape of You single that we usually get from Ed Sheeran.
I think Cemetery might be one of those. Because it seems very like poppy. Also, like Ed dropped his album this morning, but also he just did an interview where he shared that he has an album that's already going to be in his will called Eject, because he's doing this whole like pause, play, forward, rewind thing right now. He's going to have an album called Eject that when he passes away, an album is going to drop of all of his like best songs, but it's not going to be songs that he picks that he perceives as the best. It's going to be what his wife perceives as his best music. That's going to be released.
That's planned.
Everything he does is so calculated, but that is crazy. Super excited. Play is out now. It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby, it's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go. Mega Minds. All right, let's see if you can figure out the Mega Mind question of the day here on the Brett Megan Show. Men are twice as likely to not do this, despite experts saying they should.
I texted boyfriend Julian, and I told him the Mega Mind. I'm like, do you want to take a guess? And he said, am I in trouble? I said, no. My guess, though, I'm going to say that they don't change their sheets as much as they should.
Oh, yeah.
Men are twice as likely to not do this, despite experts saying you should.
I'm terrible at it, and that's why I'm saying it. Flossing their teeth.
Oh, flossing.
All right. Well, I'm going to say go to therapy.
Oh, ooh, good guy. Yes.
Shots fired. Yep.
Men are twice as likely to not do this, despite experts saying they should. No one got it correct. 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. See if you can figure it out. I'll tell you what the answer is next. Mega Minds. All right, let's see if you can figure out the Megamind question of the day here on the Brett and Megan Show, if anyone got it. Men are twice as likely to not do this, despite experts saying they should.
All right, the text line is making men seem nasty. Angie texted in, or Augie, sorry. Augie texted in and said going to the doctor. We have using Q-tips, not putting on deodorant, not washing their beards.
No.
Oh.
Do experts recommend all of those things?
Yeah, probably.
All right. Sunscreen.
Oh,
really?
Men are twice as likely to not wear sunscreen, despite experts saying they should.
That seems random to me.
Yeah.
I think less women wear sunscreen because they want to get tan. Me.
I don't, like, I constantly just forget to wear it. It's like, I don't know. I'm not going to, I don't need it. It's the Brett Maga Show. Emmys, it's one of the biggest nights of TV, and what the Emmys, it made me think about some of the most interesting things that happen on TV. And so these are some interesting, mind-blowing facts when it comes to TV that you maybe could repeat back to your friends and things like that. Like, one of the biggest TV shows of all time, it almost like every single episode was like 60 minutes or beyond 60 minutes, turned into like a movie, Game of Thrones.
Yep.
Did you know that Game of Thrones and Friends had roughly the same budget? 30-minute sitcom. Friends and Game of Thrones at the exact same budget. It's $10 million per episode.
Holy
Friends
cow.
And this was two decades earlier,
what
too.
What was Friends using that for?
For the cast.
Yeah. Each cast on this show negotiated $1 million salary. So $6 million went to the cast right off the top of the bat. So Game of Thrones, two decades later, still had the same budget what Friends were.
Holy
for
cow.
Game of Thrones, yeah. Lucille Ball, I Love Lucy, was only the second woman ever to appear pregnant on network TV.
What?
It was like seemed to be absurd to show a woman who was pregnant, and Lucy was just a trailblazer when it came to women on TV.
Wow.
There's like a million of these I could have picked for Lucy, but she was pregnant, and they were saying like, hey, we don't really show pregnant women on TV, and Lucy didn't care, and she was, you know, appeared pregnant. It was only the second woman ever shown on.
What a queen.
Yeah. And on network TV, and that means any woman ever, like newscasters, anything. Lucy was a trailblazer when it came to that and put a stop to that instantly. Sheldon Cooper, we all know from Big Bang Theory, was almost casted and was a finalist for Neil Patrick Harris's Barney Stinson for How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, really?
He wouldn't have end up doing Big Bang Theory if he would have gotten the role. And could you imagine?
I can't imagine anyone different.
Oh, wow.
For either role.
For either of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
And could you, like, what they're saying is Neil Patrick Harris probably would have, like, in the world of Hollywood, would have ended up auditioning for Big Bang Theory just because they were auditioning
so
for similar
weird.
Roles
That's so
back
weird.
Then. That they would end up switching roles and what people think of. And it would have been had a Neil Patrick Harris as Sheldon and Barney Stinson as Jim Parsons, which would have been
weird. That's crazy, yeah.
Two more that are Seinfeld involved. This one blew my mind, had no idea. Maybe you wouldn't know this, Kevin. The first 7 seasons of Seinfeld, every single episode has a different theme song. I thought.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Seinfeld always has that same like weird jingle that it always has. I guess so. How Seinfeld always does open is this like this cold open with he's doing a monologue.
Yeah,
they've always matched the music and changed the instrumentals behind it to match what he was talking about or to match the theme.
Really?
Of it. And so Seinfeld actually has a little bit tweak.
Kevin's about to rewatch Seinfeld.
Yeah,
now.
That's crazy. I got to check that out.
Yeah, it has a different theme song. One of the most iconic TV shows and a theme song we all know. Yeah. It's all actually a little bit different every single episode for the first couple of seasons. And then for Seinfeld, the first conversation and the last conversation between Jerry and George in Seinfeld were the exact same conversation. It's a full circle moment that comes to play across the seasons.
Wow.
And it was like kind of all planned with Jerry the entire time, which people hated the ending of Seinfeld.
Right.
But those are some mind-blowing TV facts on The Brett Maga Show.